presenting Hop Harrigan, America's Ace of the Airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower, back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1,200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in. Captain America's Ace of the Airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Fellas and girls, a few hours ago, a United Airlines mainliner landed at LaGuardia Field. On hand to greet this giant of the sky were reporters, photographers, and aviation officials. The reason for all the excitement was young Kenneth Bonham of Chicago, Illinois. Ken was the first prize winner of the big Name Hop Harrigan's Plane contest, and here he is with us now to tell us how it feels to be a winner of a contest. Well, how does it feel, Ken?
Mr. Riggs, this is the happiest day of my life.
I can believe that. Is it true, Ken, that the flight in from Chicago was your first airplane ride?
That's right, Mr. Riggs. I've never been inside a plane before today. I've never even seen an airfield.
Well, then, this is really quite a day for you. How old are you, Ken?
I'm 11 years old.
Well, I know you haven't been in New York long enough to tell us what you think of the big city, but you've got a lot of things to do today and a lot of things to see. Did you have fun at LaGuardia Field?
I sure did. After I landed at the field, my mother and I toured the United Airlines hangars. Then we had lunch at the airport.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's only the beginning of your day. When you leave the studio, you and your mother will be taken to the Hotel Lexington. You'll have dinner in the famous Hawaiian room. And following dinner, you're going on a tour of the radio station. Later on this evening, you're going to see a fine show. And tomorrow, I hear they've got your mother on a radio quiz show. Well, I know you'll be rooting for her. After the quiz show, you'll get a chance to see the major points of interest in New York. Oh, I could go on and on like this, but I see it's time now to join Hop Harrigan. Don't go away, Ken. I want to talk with you later. Gang, don't forget to listen. And now for our story. One surprising event has followed closely on the heels of another. And now, on the second day of their new venture, acting in a Western movie, Hop and Tank find themselves in jail. As the young pilot stares moodily out of the barred window of their cell, Tank stomps back and forth on the stone floor, 6 paces forward, 6 paces back, in endless round trips, grumbling incessantly.
It's just like a dame. It's always kind of hard to do something wrong. Try your best to help me,
you
end up getting it in the neck.
Tank, how long are you going to keep that up?
Well, I'm sore.
I don't feel any too good myself, but you're not helping matters running a rat race around the cell.
I got to blow up steam somehow. We beat our brains out trying to help Dixie, and look where we wind up, in the can. How long are we going to be stuck here, anyway?
As long as it takes Ivan Ivanov to get here. He'll see that we're released, all right.
Yeah, you hope. That screwball is just as liable to hit us so we get home.
Now, don't be ridiculous, Tank.
How do you know he's coming?
I called the location camp when we were brought in. Told Peabody the whole story.
Oh, Hop, what's it all about, anyhow? Why did Dixie say we were trying to break into her room and steal her jewels?
Because she wanted to get us out of the way.
But we wanted to help her.
She's trying to play it alone.
Yeah, but it won't work. You said so yourself. Tex Regan will double-cross
it. I know it. I only hope she and Regan haven't made contact yet.
Regan, don't be out there. Ah,
please. Ivanov, at last.
Come this way.
Oh, brother, now we can get out.
Here's the cell you want.
Oh? Oh, gosh, we're glad to see you, Mr. Ivanov. We thought you'd never get here.
Okay, go on in. You only got 5 minutes.
It will be in now.
5 minutes? Aren't you going to get us out of here?
Yes, you are. Mr. Harrigan, people are not put in the Bastille for nothing. I come to find out how bad is your crime.
Crime? We ain't done nothing.
That is what they always say in the movies. This is not a movie, Mr. Tinker. So tell me what you did. If it's not too bad, perhaps Ivanov's influence will make the sentence lighter.
Sentence? He's railroading. Hold it, Tank. Look, Mr. Ivanov, this has all been a bad mistake.
I know, Mr. Harrigan, I know. So tell me what you did do.
Nothing. We were framed.
Mr. Tinker, do not raise your voice. It gives me a headache.
Oh, no. Let me explain, Mr. Ivanov.
That is what I'm waiting for, Mr. Harrigan. Begin at the beginning, and when you come to the end, stop.
Yes, be sure and stop. Mr. Ivanov, you know what happened this morning?
Of all the ridiculous questions, all the wasted time, the wasted money, how could I forget?
Well, we found out Dixie came here to Barstow. She was trying to make a deal with the man who stole her horse.
Make a deal? Explain yourself.
Well, she was told that if she registered at the Timberline Hotel, the man who stole the horse would meet her. Tell her how she could get him back.
So?
That's why we came here. We wanted to help Dixie. We were afraid Regan would double-cross her.
So what happened?
She wouldn't let us help her.
She sicked the cops on her.
She what?
She began screaming at the top of her lungs. When the hotel detective showed up, she accused us of trying to steal her jewels. So we were hauled off to jail.
We didn't have a chance. What's so funny?
Ah, my darling Dixie, she's so clever. Such a wonderful idea. I use it in my next production.
Go ahead and use it, but get us out of here first.
Tell me, for why did she do this?
Apparently she's afraid that if Regan sees us or knows we're around, he won't deal with her.
Yeah, if we ain't around, he'll really give her the business.
Uh-huh. So, very bad situation.
What are you going to do about it?
I will have you released right here.
If we could go any place.
Officer! Officer!
Yep.
Come on, let me out of here.
Okay.
I will speak to the desk sergeant's personnel and explain everything. You will be in here no longer than it takes Ivanov to say a few words.
That ain't short.
Okay, come on.
So thank you. Do not worry, Mr. Anakin.
I will be back.
Yeah, you'll be back all right. Sergeant will give him the next cell.
But true to his word, Ivanov returns within the space of a few minutes and triumphantly announces their release. Wasting no time, they all jump into the director's limousine and head for the Timberline Hotel again.
It's 2:00, almost 3 hours since we saw Dixie. Hope we're not too late.
Too late for what?
Well, if she and Regan have met already, Lord knows what'll happen.
Will you please be so kindly to stop playing dirty questions with me, Mr. Harrigan? That is just what I ask. What will happen?
For Pete's sake, don't you get it yet? Dixie will most likely pay Regan off, and then he'll be holding all the aces.
Aces? They're playing cards at a time like this?
No, of course not, sir. I'm sure he won't give Sequoia back to her. He'll take her money and then simply disappear.
No, he cannot do this.
Why not?
No matter where he takes the horse, people would know the horse Sequoia.
That's just it. He'd kill it.
Kill it? Over my dead body.
Here's the hotel. Do your best with her, Mr. Ivan. I'll try to persuade her that she's got to let us help her, that she won't get anywhere dealing with Regan alone.
You can count 1, 2, 3 on me, Mr. Harrigan. When Ivanov makes up his mind is made up.
Okay, let's go. She's going in, too.
Yeah, sure. Suppose she pulls the same stunt.
Oh, she wouldn't dare.
Hope we don't run into the house, Dick.
Yeah, I can see him.
All we need right now.
You know Dick's room number, Mr. Harrigan?
On the second floor. 227, I think. I thought it was 237.
Never mind, I have the doctor. You, mister.
Yes, sir? Can I help you?
Will you be so kindly to announce Ivanov to Miss Dixie Davenport?
Miss Davenport?
What's the matter? Your guest?
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but Miss Davenport isn't here.
What do you mean she's not here?
She checked out, sir, almost an hour ago.
At the desk clerk's startling announcement, Hoff and Tank can only stare in amazement. Even the bombastic movie director is at a loss for words. Gang, there are more surprises ahead, so stand by. Fellas and girls, our special guest today is the first prize winner of the Name Hop Harrigan's Plane Contest. He's 11-year-old Kenneth Bonham of Chicago, Illinois. Ken, suppose I try to describe you to the gang. I'd say you were about 4 feet 10 inches tall.
4'11", Mr. Riggs.
I was close. Now, suppose you tell us about yourself, Ken.
All right. I weigh about 80 pounds and I'm interested in most sports. My main interests, though, are music, science, reading, and, of course, aviation.
I understand you build model planes.
Yes, I do.
Excuse me, did I hear you mention model planes? That's how I learned all about flying. Used to build all kinds of models when I was a kid.
Oh, Ken, do you know Tank Tinker?
Yes, I've met Hop and Tank before the show today.
Say, can I get a word in?
Sure thing, Hop.
Well, Ken, I want to thank you for naming my new plane for me. And it's a swell name, too. And it just occurred to me that it might be a good idea to tell all our listeners the name that won first prize for you.
I'd be glad to, Hop. I named the plane Zodiac Bear.
Boy, that sure is a tricky name, Ken. How did you choose it?
Well, I guess I decided on Zodiac Bear because whenever I look up and see a plane flying overhead, it reminds me of an acrobat flying through the air. Since the solar system is known as the Zodiac, just combine the two and got Zodiac Bear.
I see. And it won first prize out of the thousands of names sent in. I'd like to talk with you longer, Ken, but we've got to get back to the program now. Thanks so much for your visit with us today, and I do hope you and your mother have a swell time in New York. So long.
So long, Mr. Riggs. So long, Hop. So long, Tank.
Good luck, Ken.
Good luck, Ken.
Fellas and girls, whether you like to build model planes or pilot real ones, always remember America needs flyers. And now back to our story. With the news that Dixie Davenport had checked out of her hotel, Hoff and Tank were stymied. They had no way of tracing her, and so headed back for the location camp in their beach craft. Ivan Ivanov, the explosive director, along with a rather reluctant passenger.
Mr. Arrigan, it is absolutely necessary to fly so high from the ground.
That's much safer up here, Mr. Ivanov.
Safer? That does not make sense. The higher we go, the more we fall and the harder we hit.
Well, we aren't going to fall.
Are you quite sure?
Sure as I can be about anything. Of course, funny things happen sometimes. The propeller can fly off. You can lose a wing.
What?
Happens, Sam.
So what do you do then?
You look for a cloud and get out and walk.
But the sky is clear. I see no clouds.
Well, that makes it pretty tough.
Yourself and walk on the cloud. Tell me, so how do you get down from the cloud?
Well, you wait till the cloud bumps into a mountain, then you jump off. Of course, sometimes they don't hit mountains.
So what happens?
You lose more people that way.
Yes, sir.
Cut it out, Jack. There's the camp. Stand by for landing.
Roger.
Mr. Harrigan, what are you doing?
There's landing, sir. There's the location camp.
Oh, so you'll be careful, yes?
Don't worry. Where's the flat tank? We're in the wind.
Jack. Wheels down. Flat down.
Thanks.
I'm in kind of high.
Hey,
I'll slip
around.
Take it easy, Mr.
Ivanov. But you are flying the plane sideways.
Relax, sir. Everything's all right. There. Okay. Going in. We're on the ground. Feel better now, Mr. Ivanov?
No. Oh, my stomach.
Take me over to the mooring rope.
Hold it straight. There's a car waiting. I think Mr. Peabody's in it.
Mr. Peabody? Good. You'll have it by car in it for me.
What do you figure on doing now, Hop?
Now we'll have another talk with Joe Bell.
You gonna make him tell us where he landed the C-47?
Right.
He said he was all mixed up. He didn't know where he went down.
They'll make him remember. Okay, pilot.
Go ahead, Mr. Ivanov.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Ivanov! Mr. Ivanov!
Yes, Mr. Peabody, I heard you the second time. Do not stop.
Oh, here is your bicarbonate, Mr. Ivanov.
Oh, like a walking drugstore.
Oh, so that is better. Now, Mr. Harrigan, as I am to understand everything, you wish to speak to Mr. Bell. You believe he will help us find Miss Davenport?
Yes, I think he can tell us where she's gone.
Miss Davenport? But she was here, sir.
When will 60,000 here?
How do you like that?
Why you don't tell me?
Why, I...
Blackhead! Well, Mr. Harrigan, we go to our dressing room.
But Mr. Ivanov, she isn't there now.
What?
She left.
What kind of a merry-go-round is this?
Where did she go?
I'm sure I wouldn't know.
Well, come on, let's talk to Joe Bell.
He's gone, too.
He's nobody here?
Who let him go?
Miss Dixie, sir. She insisted that he be released. She gave him one of the company cars, and he drove away.
When?
At least an hour ago, perhaps longer.
Oh, Lord, then we'll never catch him.
Ah, what's going on? What's that dame up to?
I wish I knew, Tank. I wish I knew.
Shaking his head in utter bewilderment, Hop is the picture of confusion. He cannot figure out Dixie's reasoning. What is the young star planning to do, and why did she release Joe Bell?
We'll learn more tomorrow, gang, so be sure to listen. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Come on, Hop! We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.